Okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at a strategy that promises something pretty bold. Infinite social return on investment, SROI.
It's a huge claim, right? But the logic in the Kochkar Studios memos is, well, it's actually quite simple.
It's about maximizing social impact, but, and this is the key, through activities that have zero new financial cost.
Exactly. So the return is, mathematically speaking, infinite. And this deep dive really zeroes in on one specific tool they highlight to do this.
The peer-to-peer invitation.
The short form peer-to-peer invitation, yes. The whole idea is leveraging energy that's already there in the community, not trying to inject new money.
And the context for why this matters so much is, well, it's all about peer influence. The sources are so clear on this.
They really are. Peer invitations just blow everything else out of the water.
I mean, the data says 70% of young adults attend an event because a friend invited them. 70%.
And that beats traditional advertising, what, 5 to 10 times over?
It's not even close. So if that's your growth engine, the question becomes, how do you make that invitation as effective as possible?
And that's where the memos get really specific. They talk about a global sweet spot for attention and retention. And that window is just 20 seconds.
20 seconds. That's it. So the entire strategy is built around this weekly micro-invite video.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting. They don't just say make a video. They provide a super precise high conversion structure.
It's almost like a formula.
It is a formula. It's rapid fire. You start with a greeting, then the invitation itself, then a story title, then the core message, and you end with a direct call to action.
And that sequence is critical. You can't deviate.
Not if you want that high return. The focus is everything.
So to make that work in such a short time, you have to lean on some powerful psychological triggers.
Three of them specifically. The first one is about direct personal accountability. The single most powerful phrase they found was, come with me.
Not you should come, but come with me. That's a big difference.
A huge difference. Then you need a specific time. That's what turns a vague intention, you know, I'll go sometime, into a real commitment.
And the third piece is the short story.
Yes, using a story title to create an immediate emotional and spiritual connection without needing a long explanation.
Okay, but hang on. Using a story title like The Raising of Jairus's Daughter, doesn't that feel a little bit like marketing copy?
It could. But that's where the management excellence principle comes in. It's actually based on how our brains work. Using a story title like that increases memory recall by 5 to 7 times.
Wow. Why?
Because it taps into that classic fear, faith, salvation arc. It gives the brain an emotional hook, an anchor. It makes scripture feel like a living invitation.
Yeah, and the example script they give is just, it's incredibly tight. You can feel it.
Read it out. It's amazing how much is in there.
This Sunday at 10 a.m., join us for the raising of Jairus's daughter. A story of fear, faith, and salvation. Come with me and bring a friend. You belong here.
And that whole thing is under 20 seconds. It's dense.
But the strategy isn't just the creative part, is it? It's tied to some serious discipline.
Oh, absolutely. This is all anchored in rigorous benchmarking. We're talking weekly counting of attendance, monthly public reporting.
And they celebrate the top inviters.
Right. It's about making that invisible social act of inviting someone a visible, celebrated behavior. You're rewarding the very thing you want to grow.
So you're taking a zero-cost action and making its outcome totally measurable. That's the foundation of any good management system.
And the key performance indicator, the KPI, is dead simple. What percentage of your members bring one friend per month?
So when you pull it all together, what this really shows is it's the union of biblical stories, hard psychological science, and rigorous management.
Exactly. They're all working together. It's showing that maximum spiritual impact actually requires maximum operational discipline.
A completely cohesive zero-cost strategy.
So for you, the listener, here's a thought to chew on. If the highest SROI really comes from leveraging energy that's already there, your peer networks, and not new money.
What's a simple, no-cost accountability measure you could apply to one of your own goals right now to generate a similar kind of infinite return?